how much of a surprise is this move by Syria and Lebanon?
Well, it's actually been announced. The idea that Syria and Lebanon were going to establish normal diplomatic relations was agreed a couple of months back when the Lebanese president went to Damascus to see President Assad. But it's a very big deal, and what's happened is that President Assad has issued a decree setting this in train, and they're talking about sending a Syrian ambassador to Beirut and a Lebanese ambassador to Damascus. This has never happened before in 60 years of independence, so it's a significant development.
Does Syria still see Lebanon as part of its territory?
Well, it's quite hard to define exactly what Syria does feel. It clearly doesn't feel comfortable with the idea of a fully independent sovereign state on its own border where it doesn't call the shots. And that really has been the case for many, many years. And this, in a sense, is a development that has grown out of the changes over the last few years, for about the last 3 years since, in fact, the assassination of the former Lebanese Prime Minister, Rafik Hariri, which was widely blamed on the Syrians. The Syrians then had to leave. They packed up their troops who'd been there for a very, very long time, went home. And Lebanon is more free, more independent than it's ever been before. And what you see in this move is the Syrians, or the Syrian leadership, coming to terms with that in a more formal way by treating Lebanon like any other state. That's what it's refused to do so far.
What's in it for the Lebanese?
Well, what's in it for the Lebanese is a sense that, you know, finally, though they can't quite believe it, the big brother next door, the bully of the neighborhood that has dominated their lives for a very long time, is becoming less of a menacing presence. Having said that, the complex nature of Lebanese politics, it's a very complicated country, means that the Syrians still have an awful lot of clout. So in a sense, what they're doing is giving a gesture, if you like, that pays lip service to the idea that Lebanon is truly an independent sovereign state with which its Syria will have normal relations, but still fairly comfortable, I think, that it can influence what goes on in slightly different ways from in the past.
And what might this mean for the wider region?
Well, I think the main significance of it is that this is part of quite a successful drive by President Assad to bring Syria back in from the cold. It's been very much shut out. It's disliked by the United States. It has close ties with Iran. It supports Hezbollah, the militant Shiite movement in Lebanon. It supports radical groups amongst the Palestinians. It's very much been on the margins of things and would very much like to come back and be a respectable member of the international community. It's held some peace talks with Israel sporadically in recent months. And I think this move, which was very much encouraged by France, by Nicolas Sarkozy, will help bring Syria back into the fold, if you like. That, I think, is a lot of what it's about.